Fridays, we hear from StoryCorps, recording conversations between loved ones. Today, a woman speaks with her father, a veteran who, in the late 1950s, witnessed the detonation of more than 20 atomic bombs. It happened at a test site in the desert north of Las Vegas, known as Operation Plumbob. It was one of the largest series of nuclear tests ever conducted on U.S. soil.
My name is Joel Healy. I was in the U.S. Army, and I witnessed Operation Plumbob in 1957.
Nevada, USA. This is the valley where the giant mushrooms grow. More atomic bombs have been exploded on these few hundred square miles of desert than on any other spot on the globe.
Can you describe what it was like to witness your first nuclear explosion?
Well, I was 17 years old, and I thought, if there is a hell on earth, it's got to be that. You felt the shockwave of the thing going off and then the heat. And the biggest one that was set off in the desert when I was there was a 74 kiloton, almost twice the amount of what was used at Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Little bomb, big bomb.
In one of the explosions, I could see the bones in my hands.
When it did go off, where were you physically?
In some cases, we were in a trench. Other times, we were just standing up out there.
What were you told about safety?
Don't worry. You will not be in harm's way.
Five military observers stood directly beneath the burst, indicating the safety to personnel on the ground below.
The Army had their own film teams out there to show, these are our boys whistling Dixie going into a nuclear device.
Oh, goodness.
My only regrets right now are that everybody couldn't have been out here at Ground Zero with us.
They had a motto then, you know, Atoms for Peace. And, you know, I'm 17 years old and I buy into it.
Of course.
Because I'm thinking, they spent a lot of money training me to be a soldier. They wouldn't intentionally put me in harm's way. And this is 1957. We dropped those bombs in Japan in 1945. So they've known for 12 years. Troops going into battle know that there's a very inherent risk that they may not be coming out.
Right.
Unless it's in a black bag. In this instance, they never said a word, and they knew it. Just a disgrace. I don't really like to talk about it. A lot of good men died. That's all I have to say.
Joel Healy speaking with his daughter, Kelly Healy Salazar, about taking part in the Operation Plumbob nuclear tests back in 1957. It's hard to determine just how many veterans became ill from being at those tests, but Healy and thousands of others have received compensation from the U.S. government as part of the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act of 1990. This interview will be archived at the Library of Congress. The StoryCorps podcast is at npr.org. Thank you.